Following is a challenge for each woman of the WCTU. Where do you fit? Where do you fit in this world of ours with its hustle and bustle and work? Are you one of the throng that help it along, or are you with those who shirk? Do you hit the job with a frown or a smile? Do you carry a grouch all day? Are you one of the flock that matches the top? Are you working for more than your pay? Is your job organized and worth the while when you've tallied up your score? Are you keeping fit and doing your bit and perhaps a wee bit more? Are you one of the average or just drifting along? Are you listed as profit and loss? Are you stalling for time or stalling to climb? How much are you putting across? Just pull in your slack and count up your score. Locate what you're aiming to hit. Don't waste ammunition and all your ambition, but find out just where you fit. Another, builders all. Is it not strange that princes and kings and clowns that caper in sawdust rings and common folk like you and me are builders for eternity? To each is given a bag of tools, a shapeless mass, and a book of rules. And each must make, ere life is flown, a stumbling block or a stepping stone. The bar. The saloon is sometimes called a bar to heaven, a door to hell. Whoever named it well. A bar to maintenance and wealth, a door to want and broken health. A bar to honor, pride, and fame. A door to grief and sin and shame. A bar to hope, a bar to prayer. A door to darkness and despair. A bar to honored, useful life. A door to brawling, senseless strife. A bar to all that's true and brave. A door to every drunkard's grave. A bar to joys that home imparts. A door to tears and aching hearts. A bar to heaven, a door to hell. Whoever named it well. The following was given at the district convention at Warren, May the 18th, 1948, for the noontide hour of prayer by Mrs. Lucy Chapin of Crookston, who is 93 years of age. Safeguarding our nation is the slogan for this year. We have a great work to do to help safeguard our nation. Governor Youngdahl realized this when he proclaimed May 23rd as Temperance Sunday. Let's help him by working together. We have so many fear nots in the Bible for our encouragement. Fear not means rest your heart. God told Moses, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Another, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. With them is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God, to help us and fight our battles. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before us. He will be with us. He will not fail us, neither forsake us. Fear not, neither be dismayed. In Isaiah 40:10-13, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. But we have our work to do too. Someone has said, God does not want nibblers of the possible, but grabbers of the impossible. One of the troubles of the world today is the fact we have let the golden rule become a bit tarnished. Have we thought what the world would be if we would put the peace endeavor, the energy, the self-sacrifice and cooperation we use in the wastefulness of war? In Peter, the first chapter, we read, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. It's prayer time for one and all. Pray, America, pray. Down on your knees, you must not fall. Pray, America, pray. Our Father's faith must never die. Awake, ye souls who dormant lie. Let every mortal heed the cry. Pray, America, pray. Is that all? Well, we've got it all.